This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A healthcare company named Teal Health, a startup backed by tennis superstar Serena Williams, developed an at-home cervical cancer screening wand in April 2024. About a month later, the wand was granted breakthrough device status by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The status was awarded following promising midpoint data from the Teal wand's first nationwide clinical trial and puts it on track for priority approval once the company submits its final results for review. Teal Health CEO and co-founder Kara Egan said, "The speed of our study shows that if you design for and engage with women to advance women's health, you'll be met with resounding enthusiasm from this group that has been overlooked and under-researched for far too long. This study and breakthrough designation is an important moment for women's health." Legislative auditors say the Montana Department of Revenue failed to add $1.2 billion of new construction to state property tax rolls, meaning that new property owners aren't paying their fair share, and existing taxpayers pay more than they should. The Montana Department of Revenue is responsible for maintaining the property listings used to calculate property tax bills, but the agency is losing track of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in new construction as it struggles to keep its data updated. Legislative auditors say the department's approach to tracking new development and property value boosting renovations, which rely primarily on reviewing building permits, is failing to ensure that construction activity is quickly and accurately reflected in tax rolls. That means lower tax bills for people who own newly built or renovated properties, but less money collected for public services and higher bills for other taxpayers. While property tax rolls are maintained at the county level in many states, Montana's 1972 Constitution makes tracking properties for tax purposes a responsibility of state government. The Montana Department of Revenue keeps a database of each of the state's roughly 1 million distinct properties and their estimated value, and then shares that information with the counties. New construction is a key funding source for many local government budgets. Under state law, city and county tax collection growth is capped at half the rate of inflation, with an exception for taxes levied on new development. Many local government leaders say they rely on taxes from new development to keep their budgets workable when public expenses, like gas for police cars or salaries for librarians, grow with inflation. At a state level, the auditors say they estimate that the revenue department is failing to identify about 14% of the new value of residential construction each year in the years between 2018 and 2023, an amount that represents about $300 million annually, or $1.2 billion over that six-year period. Throughout Gallatin County, there are different regulations on blasting fireworks for New Year's Eve. Fireworks, with the exception of sparklers, have been prohibited in the city of Bozeman since 2023. Violators are subject to misdemeanor charges and up to a $500 fine. Fireworks are never allowed on National Forest Service land or in national parks. In some Gallatin County cities and towns, though, fireworks are allowed on New Year's Eve. The cities of Belgrade, Three Forks, Manhattan, and West Yellowstone allow fireworks, as well as some unincorporated portions of Gallatin County. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.